This weekend in Iowa City, several events are planned around the theme of celebrating and understanding the lives of transgendered persons. My guest now is Andre Perez of the Trans Oral History Project. The group is based in Chicago and will be holding a workshop this weekend to gather the stories of transgendered Iowans. Good morning, Andre.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So tell me about the Transgender Oral History Project. What is your goal and how does it work?
A huge part of what's important to us is engaging trans folks in interviewing other trans folks. So the idea is that most of the times people from marginal communities don't really have a lot of say or control in how they're portrayed, right? And in the trans community, how we see this come to light is that there's a lot of stereotypes and there's a lot of really disrespectful images in the media.
What do you think are some of the biggest misunderstandings or misconceptions out there about transgendered people?
I think that there's this assumption that being trans is, that's propagated by the media, that being trans is about sort of your relationship with your own body and is sort of this very private individual struggle. And in some ways that's true, and for some people that's how they feel, but I want to put out there this idea that actually, like, I feel great about my body and my identity. There are people in my life who love me, but society needs to change in different ways. Like, I need to be able to find a job. I need to have an employer that doesn't look at my resume and get scared of me and then not want to hire me because they don't know how people are going to respond.
And, Andre, you do identify as trans yourself.
Yes, I do.
And, I mean, do you run across people who are uncomfortable with that? And if so, how do you deal with that?
I mean, yeah, of course I run across people who are uncomfortable with it. Like, I come from a military family. I grew up in the South. My mom's a Southern Baptist. So, like, my own family doesn't really understand or get a lot of the choices that I've made and a lot of the things that are important to me. And I think that I try to sort of bridge some of those, like, gaps in understanding by sort of pointing out that, like, trans people, like everyone else, we still want a lot of the same things. I still want people in my life who love me. I want a supportive community. And I think that when you get down to it, like gender, the way that gender operates in our society impacts people, everyone kind of negatively, right? Like everyone felt like they weren't enough, like they weren't man enough, weren't woman enough. Like everyone's been at some point sort of limited by a lot of the stereotypes around what gender is or should be. And so I try to start there.
And trans, of course, is the T in LGBT. And, you know, gay and lesbian rights have gotten a lot of attention lately, growing support in polls for same-sex marriage. But to what extent do the issues for transgendered persons overlap with gay and lesbian issues? And to what extent are they kind of different?
Maybe that's, like, the greatest misunderstanding in a way, or the misunderstanding that we tend to focus on as a trans-specific project that's in a lot of dialogue with other LGB part of the community. Trans people's needs are really different than gay and lesbians. You know, gay and lesbians aren't concerned about going to a public bathroom and being, you know, harassed by the police for sex work, right? Like, trans folks have a more specific set of needs. Even within the trans community, that oppression doesn't look the same for everyone. There are white folks in the trans community who can be fairly affluent, maybe who came out later in life. But there are also a lot of people who came out young and haven't been able to find jobs.
Thank you so much for your time, Andre.
Thank you so much.